This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Show, broadcast number 267 for Tuesday, February 18th. I'm Phil Frantz Workinson. The ICE Futures canola market is holding on to small gains Tuesday morning, up 40 cents to $3 per ton. March up 50 cents now at $664 per ton. A firm tone in the Chicago soy complex provided underlying support, with European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil also stronger. Chart signals remain pointed higher, and canola futures touched fresh three-month highs in overnight trade before running into resistance. Tightening supply projections and the need to ration demand also underpinned the market. However, uncertainty over tariff threats from the U.S. does continue to overhang all markets. In the U.S., soybean and corn futures were higher, while wheat is mostly lower. Soybeans had also moved down overnight, but uncovered support and managed to move up, with gains in soy oil pulling beans along as well. March soybeans up half a cent at 10.36.5 per bushel. Soy oil up 32 points in the March contract at 46.39 cents per pound. Concerns over U.S. tariffs and resulting retaliation appeared to have subsided for the time being, and that accounted for some of the buying interest. Expectations for solid U.S. domestic crush data, set to be released later today, also underpinned the soy market. However, the advancing Brazilian harvest did keep a lid on the upside, with expectations for a record large crop out of the South American country, despite earlier delays. The corn market, it was also underpinned by the lack of fresh tariff news today, with prices nearing major chart resistance. March up 2 cents, trading just under $5 at $4.98 per bushel. Wheat futures, meanwhile, steady to lower, backing away from the four-month highs hit last week. Minneapolis spring wheat down a penny in March at $6.32 per bushel. Kansas City down 3 cents in the March contract at $6.18 per bushel. And Chicago soft wheat down 2 cents in March at $5.98 per bushel. However, concerns over cold temperatures damaging U.S. winter wheat crops did provide some support. A Russian export quota also came into effect over the weekend, and that was supportive for world wheat values. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, February 18th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workinson.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.